This is JIS News. Coming up, 60,000 smarter cards acquired for distribution by JUTC. Caribbean Marketplace set for this weekend, and National Council on Education to train board members appointed to schools in Region 5. Details after the break.
Reduce the billions of dollars spent annually on Jamaica's energy bill. Save energy by installing time switches. These can be programmed to switch lights, equipment, and other devices on and off, ensuring energy is consumed only when required. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
Now the news. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, the JUTC, has acquired 60,000 smarter cards to be distributed to the public ahead of its April 1 crossover to the cashless system. Deputy Managing Director of Operations at the JUTC, Kirk Finnegan, says cards are now in circulation at several of the JUTC's sales offices in the corporate area.
The figure is actually 60,000 cards that are currently prepared and have been pushed into circulation, and we're asking all our commuters to use their smarter cards, to get familiar with it, practice using it, print your own ticket, collect your own ticket. It is the smart way to go. No cost for the smarter card. Once you put a minimum of $300 on your smarter card, we will give you your smarter card and you can travel on JUTC until that value expires.
Mr. Finnegan was speaking in an interview with JIS News Wednesday. The smarter cards are available at JUTC's East Parade office in downtown Kingston, the Halfway Tree Transport Center, and the Spanish Town Lay-By in St. Catherine. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development is in the final stages of approving and implementing 10 projects under the Local Economic Development LED program. The LED program, launched last year, seeks to enhance governance at the community level and aims to establish economic enterprises in 150 communities across Jamaica. The pilot phase of the project is being implemented in 6 parishes, with plans for expansion to the remaining parishes.
Other development or capacity building activities have taken place. The intention is that it will, after this period of a pilot, which it would last about 18 months from when it started, it would now be spread to all the other parishes. In the meantime, of course, the ministry is encouraging and supporting parishes, not necessarily to even wait on that, but to look on how they can adopt this particular paradigm.
Senior consultant on local governance reform in the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Keith Miller. The LED pilot project is being funded by the Canadian International Development Agency, CEDA, and is being executed in CARICOM member states over a 6-year period. Over 300 of the world's largest tourism stakeholders will be in Jamaica for this weekend staging of the Caribbean Travel Marketplace 2014. The conference, set for the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James, January 12 to 14, will bring together suppliers, tour operators, and wholesalers in pre-scheduled business appointments. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wicker McNeil says Destination Jamaica has grown significantly since the event was last staged here in 2011.
What this means is that Jamaica has so much more to offer Caribbean Marketplace this time around. More importantly, the event will serve as a platform to showcase or enhance tourism products.
Some 30 journalists from the Caribbean, United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom will be providing coverage for Caribbean Travel Marketplace 2014, resulting in features in trade and consumer magazines across these regions. And board members appointed to schools in Region 5 comprising St. Elizabeth and Manchester will be trained this month. The training is being organized by the National Council on Education, the NCE, to improve the efficiency of educational institutions. Executive Director of the NCE, Maris Morris, says nominating for appointment and training of members of school boards is an important legislative mandate of the council. She notes that the boards play a critical role in the transformation process as they have responsibility for the general administration of the institutions.
The board has a responsibility to monitor and to evaluate the performance of the school based on the development of the school improvement plan and the tasks set out in that plan to ensure that, one, are we meeting those targets? And if not, what corrective action can we take?
Close to 1,500 school board members representing 548 institutions were trained during the 2012-2013 fiscal year. That was the JIS News. I am Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.